Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show, and I gotta say, I love Halloween. It was so much fun. My two youngest daughters dressed up, one as some sort of Mike Myers character from a penitentiary with the, you know, the hockey mask. I mean, honestly, I was scared to be around her. The other one was a skeleton, and she was just absolutely just a stitch. Loved it. I dressed up like a gnome. And, you know, that was kind of who I am. had a great time. I don't know about you, but, you know, it's just kind of a fun night. I eat a little too many sweets, but have a good time with friends. And here we are, November. Can you believe it? Already, November 1st. In fact, this is the beginning of the final prep phase for my sellers getting ready to put their homes on the market in the spring. now, what do I mean by that? Here it's just November. Stuart, I don't want to sell until you know, next spring, so why is now the beginning? Because we have listed numerous houses that are going to not go on the market until that time. We're going to get them ready to go up for sale, and we have a specific strategy for guiding our sellers to get on the market when the tide comes in with the best demand. I recently saw a listing come on the market with the fourth agent. And after some hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in price adjustments, the property's come back up for sale. It's been on the market for 2.5 years. And I won't tell you where it is, but look, this is not the time to be putting your house up for sale unless you are in an area where there's nothing for sale. Sure, I'll sell probably 7 or 8 houses in the month, maybe 15 in the month of November. But it's not. The demand is not there at this time. So we want to help you prepare your house to get top dollar. And we have a specific strategy at the Eric Stewart Group that you can find out more about if you go to our website. And that's ericstewartgroup.com. Watch the short video there at the beginning. A few of the sellers that we've worked with give a testimonial about how our system works. And the Market Ready Guide is a free downloadable guide at ericstewartgroup.com. You can download information on how to get ready to sell for top dollar, what are the best improvements, how you can interview a realtor before you hire one, that kind of thing. In fact, look, there are real estate agents that listen to this show every Sunday because they appreciate the insight that I bring, and they actually do better in their businesses as a result of me sharing my 28 years in real estate. I've sold 151 houses this year. So we have the success behind us in accomplishing the sales as a group that you as a seller can rely on this. You can refer me to your friends and have confidence that we will get the job done. We are growing, fortunately, and we are looking for new members of the Eric Stewart Group. Perhaps you know someone who's licensed in real estate and is looking for a change in pace. And we're putting the word out now. We're looking for 2 agents to join our group, one in Maryland and one in Virginia. This is a high-profile real estate team looking for energetic, self-managed, self-disciplined buyer and seller specialists. So if you know somebody, have them get in touch with me. They can go to the website, ericstewartgroup.com. At the bottom of the page is information on what it would mean to join us. We do provide rigorous onboarding and training, which is excellent, and we have very high goals for each member of our group. We want people who will produce a means of income for their families by serving our clients with excellence. Okay, so you get your house up for sale, and you go to settlement. Now, what does settlement look like these days? Well, in this week's Senior Moments, we are going to talk a little bit about settlement. Grandma is got her property under contract. She's going to settlement on the sale of that property, and it's kind of a time of celebration. It's a little bittersweet. This past week, I had a client of mine whose house I sold in Silver Spring. I first met them when I started in the business in 1987, and I've known them that entire time, so almost 30 years, and it's sad. You know, your life moves on, but we have to let go of one thing to move on to the next. So listen as we hear Grandma Vapid and her family and what happens when they go to settlement.
Mom, are you okay?
That sure was a lot of papers. I think I got a cramp signing my name.
I know. It can be an overwhelming process. I hope I was able to make it as bearable as possible.
You were great. I'm glad you were here. I can't imagine doing this on our own.
Hey, what's going on? I brought coffee for everyone. I thought this would go on for hours.
It was just a settlement. Eric had it taken care of. Didn't take long at all. A piece of cake. So, what did you get me?
Well, I got coffee to keep everyone awake. Now, I guess the coffee is a celebration then, so let's see. Mom, I got you a venti mocha light double shot red eye Peruvian split pomegranate.
He knows his mother-in-law. I'm glad I let you marry Jenny.
All it took was a cup of coffee. I wish I'd known that earlier. And Jenny, a cinnamon spice cider caramel latte whipped no peppermint foam sprinkle lawbreaker.
Perfect.
And Eric, a medium milk with a straw.
Thank you. But this should be my treat.
Nonsense. After all you did for us, the least we could do is spring for a few cups of coffee and a milk.
We need to really celebrate.
Jenny's right. I hope we can do better than a couple of 50-cent cups of coffee.
50 cents? You haven't actually been to the coffee shop in a while, I gather.
All right, 75 cents. Prices keep going up. At least water is still free.
More like three.
Coffee is perfect. Maybe we could grab an early dinner somewhere.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but it's my first week at Versailles Meadows, and tonight I'm the guest of honor at a welcoming party. It's a bit of a formal affair. Hors d'oeuvres in the gazebo, and then a dinner cruise on the lake. We've got a live orchestra playing in the ballroom when we get back. I was told the dance will go into the wee hours of the morning. Who knows? Maybe I'll meet someone and end up with a boyfriend. So, I've got to get back and freshen up.
I'll drive you back. I've got a few things to help you decorate your apartment that I picked up yesterday afternoon.
What about Tommy? Tommy, did you finish your large coffee already?
Yep, I was thirsty. Don't worry about me. I need to get back down to the office. I can grab a ride with Eric to the metro stop. I went ahead and finished up my coffee because I know they're pretty strict about food in the metro, but I didn't think they would give me the right coffee. This really tasted quite funny, although I like the flavor a bit. It almost had a hint of fruit, something tart but not overwhelming. Really quite fun tasting, but rather good. I wish I knew that was so I could order the next time, but it was obviously a mistake since I simply ordered the decaf blend, and it was far more complicated than that with a different fruity flavor, but I think I mentioned that already. I wonder what it is.
I would venture a guess that it is a venti mocha light double shot red eye Peruvian split pomegranate. I think you drank my coffee by mistake. Because the pathetic stuff in the cup you gave me tastes like a decaf blend.
Maybe you're right. How about that? I've never been one who could hold my coffee. I could get used to the taste, although my personal preference is for something a little less caffeine. Something that will not make me shake uncontrollably like I'm doing now. Something that wouldn't make my eyes see double or triple work. You know, I think I need to get to the office. The crowds are beginning to bother me a bit. Eric, thank you for all you've done. You made this entire process almost effortless. Next week we settle in Dad's. In the meantime, I've got to get him finished moving. So I could get a ride, Eric, right? I'd be the most grateful. Could you please? Goodbye, Jenny. See you at the home. And Mom, I'm glad you let me be your daughter. And Eric...
Hold it! We should go.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we should go.
Why don't I go ahead and drive you down to the office? I think the metro wouldn't be the best choice today.
Right, got it. I'm a little jittery. Just a little jittery. Just shaking like a leaf I am. Hardly able to stand still. Yes-siree, Bob!
Eric, I hope you'll come by and see my place sometime once it's all decorated.
Thank you. I would love to.
And bring some apple butter. I'm all out.
I'll bring a case.